HarperCollins presents Skullduggery Pleasant, A Mind Full of Murder, by Derek Landy. Read by Kevin Healy. 6 years later. Chapter 1. It started with phone calls. A withheld number and a long, empty silence. Whenever Gavin tried to envisage the caller, he always saw him, or her, his imagination could never decide on the gender or appearance, just standing there, head down, never sitting, never walking, just standing. He could almost feel it in the silence, that expectation, that potential for quick, sudden movement, as if the caller was conserving energy. As if the caller was getting ready to strike. He didn't know why he'd been targeted, or who was doing it. Undoubtedly, some kid somewhere, bored of video games or whatever, having dialed this number at random, had decided that, yep, this is the person I'm going to torment. Kid, singular. Not kids. This was not a fun prank played with friends. There was never any giggling or hushed voices on the line. Just the long, lonely silence. So Gavin did what anyone would do. He stopped answering the phone to withheld numbers. An easy fix, he reckoned, as he went to work, as he played with his dog, as he fell asleep with his wife. He had enough to be doing with his time than answering some dull prankster's calls. The water, for instance. It was giving him trouble again. The local council were as helpful as they could be. But they reminded him that his house was technically outside their jurisdiction, and he could tell they were getting tired of his complaints. Gavin did not like complaining. He had never once sent a plate back to a restaurant kitchen, and couldn't imagine a time, ever, when he'd demand to speak to the manager of a store. This didn't mean he was a pushover. He was the guy in the cinema who made his way over to whoever was causing a disturbance and asked them, politely but firmly, to stop talking or to put away their phone. When it came to enjoying movies, Gavin was quite prepared to kick up a fuss. So when his own phone rang, loud and obnoxious, in a packed cinema, right as the masked killer was stalking the final girl through the old house littered with the bodies of her dead friends, it was beyond mortifying. He always put his phone on airplane mode the moment he settled into his seat. It was his ritual. He put the drink in the cup holder, then the straw in the drink, then he tapped on airplane mode, and lastly, he cleaned his glasses, whether they needed it or not. As every last person in the theatre turned to glare at him, he yanked the phone out of his shirt pocket and stabbed at the screen. But the thing just wouldn't shut up. He tried turning it off, but messed up and somehow made it louder. He hurried down the steps, tucking the phone under his armpit, then burst through the doors into the quiet, carpeted corridor. His grip was so tight, he wouldn't have been surprised if the phone cracked in his hand. He didn't recognise the number on the screen, just like he didn't recognise the ringtone. He didn't even use a ringtone. He hated the bloody things and always had his phone on vibrate. He swiped to answer and clamped the device to his ear. "Yes," he said, hating whoever was calling. When they didn't respond, his anger grew. "Yes? Hello?" Still no response. They could undoubtedly hear the anger in his voice. But none of this was their fault. He was the one who'd screwed up. He took a deep breath and let it out and said, as calmly as he could, "Hello? Gavin Fahey speaking?" The caller didn't reply, but didn't hang up either. "Can I help you?" Gavin asked. Nothing. It was the prankster again. It had to be. Only this time they hadn't withheld their number, which meant that Gavin could now block it. He hung up and did exactly that, then put the phone on vibrate only and shoved it back in his pocket before re-entering the theatre.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?